Now, Rob, does your camera work on your phones and the Bluetooth work and the Wi-Fi? Is any of
Everything
that?
is normal except for one thing that we actually do. We actually block the cheap the Wi-Fi triangulation that spots your indoor location. That's disabled intentionally on this. So
Nice.
it can't actually spot your location unless you give it permission. Whereas on any other phone that's not Brax OS, it is possible to get your location even if you didn't give it permission, because Google and Apple can do Wi-Fi triangulation and Wi-Fi scanning and all these little tricks that they do.
And so if someone wanted to then take and download social media apps or something to that effect, you're saying that that is safe? Because
Yeah,
I think
so
that,
let's cover that because that's very important.
yeah, because their privacy and terms and all that good stuff,
You're
I
right. This is very important, and this is a practical thing. Believe it or not, when you use a Google phone, especially something like Braxoids, that's already pre-configured with apps to work with an app store. We don't use Google Play Store, but we use some other store called F-Droid, and Aurora Store. So there's a substitute store. When you do this on a phone, if the app can be downloaded, you can try it and see if it works. Okay. And I'll be honest with you can even download Facebook and it will work. It will actually give a message saying it won't work, but it actually works. I'll be honest with you too, Instagram works. Those two are the most dangerous social media apps ever. Anything to do with Facebook is the most dangerous social media apps. And you can even run, believe it or not, you can run TikTok and Snapchat and all that. It works. On my phone, I have Kindle. We pre-install Waze on it. Waze is owned by Google, but it actually works. And I even have a Tesla app. I got, Spotify, Netflix, all of that works fine. So there's really not, you're not giving up technology when you say do the Googling. What you lose is you can't watch YouTube on YouTube. You got to use the browser if you want to do that. You can do things on the browser. But as far as apps, you cannot install anything Google. You cannot install Gmail, anything Google Drive, none of that. Nothing Google will work. It will fail. Google Earth, you have to substitute for that. So anything Google has been substituted. Now, as far as what the actual danger is, again, the main issue is identity. Because the IMEI or the identifier that identifies your specific phone is not accessible because there's no Google app on there that can spot it, there's no way for a third-party app that is based on permissions, let's say TikTok, okay? And TikTok has been touted as being very dangerous, but TikTok cannot read the IMEI like Google can. It can't actually see anything. It doesn't even know the model of the phone precisely. So it can't find the phone number. It can't actually see any of that that Google can or Apple iPhone can. A third-party app of any sort, I don't care what it is, cannot do it on a Google phone.